She said, "This Doppler must not be working well. I'm going to go get another one." And I wasn't worried at all because last week the baby had kicked like crazy. I had felt him kick a couple times throughout this week. And, well, I was in my 17th week of pregnancy, so why would I worry? Then when she came in and said, "The doctor wants to see you across the hall and do an ultrasound," I began to worry. I went across the hall. He did the ultrasound right away, and I could see that there was no heartbeat on the screen. The only thing I said was, "I guess I'm in the 3%. I was referring to the 3% of women who lose their babies after 12 weeks. I didn't know what else to say. I was in a state of shock. I got up from the table, went out to the front to make an appointment for a second ultrasound to confirm, and the secretary said, "Would you like to call your husband?" So I said, "Okay," and I called my husband, and when I said, "The baby is dead," that was the first time that I cried. I drove myself home, still in the state of shock. I came in the house and just kind of stared, told him we had to go to another appointment to have an ultrasound to confirm that the baby had died. When we got to the next ultrasound, they said there's a 90% chance that they were right, and I was very excited that there was 10% chance that they were wrong, and maybe he was alive, but he wasn't. As soon as we left the ultrasound, my husband said, "We need to go and order a casket for our baby." I wasn't even in the mindset of something like this. I hadn't delivered him. He was still inside of me. "You want to go get a casket? I don't get it." But we went to 4 funeral homes and to 2 cemeteries, and nobody had a casket for the size of our son, who was only 8 inches long. Eventually, one of the funeral homes said, "Go to the World Market and get yourself a box." You've got to be kidding me. I just have to get some generic box to bury my son in? But we did. We went there, got a box, and the next day we went in to deliver our son. The details of his birth are for another time. My husband said, "This is so wrong. It's just so wrong that we have nothing proper to bury our baby in." And I agreed with him. He said, "Somebody needs to do something about it." And I agreed with him. But I said, "We are not that somebody." 3 days later, we wrapped our son in a blanket, put him in that box that we got, and wrapped that box with 2 packages of Press and Seal to try and keep him as protected as possible before we placed him in the ground. It was the last time that I would see my little 8-inch-long son. This is the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. My son had died. I couldn't protect him. And I couldn't even give him a dignified burial. After we left the grave, once again said, "Somebody needs to do it." And I once again said, "No, not us." But a year later, I also felt the call. And then we researched, found people to make caskets, and started Heaven's Gain Ministries. Heaven's Gain Ministries provides really high quality caskets for babies of all gestations that show dignity to that baby and give the parents a peaceful, dignified way of burying their child. Prior to the start of our ministry, most families just left the baby at the hospital to either be put in a group cremation or to be placed in medical waste. But thanks to Heaven's Gain Ministries, now family have a choice about what they will do with their child who has passed, even a miscarried baby that is less than 20 weeks old. It has now been over a decade since my husband and I buried our son, but we still volunteer to run Heaven's Gain Ministries so that nobody else will be faced with the situation we were, so that every person will have the opportunity to treat their baby's remains with respect, to show dignity to that baby, and to have closure. You can find more out about our ministry at www.heavensgain.org.